I have long known that the Iowa State Cyclones football team plays at Jack Trice Stadium. Those not from nearby may just think Jack Trice was a wealthy donor to the university, paid to get his name on the place. That is far from true. In fact, the story behind the man is one quite remarkable. It's next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
On October 6, 1923, Jack Trice, the first African-American athlete at today's Iowa State University, was injured in a game against the University of Minnesota. He was cleared to make the train trip back to Ames, Iowa.
They fashioned a straw bed for him back to Ames, where they brought him to the college hospital. And after he got back to Ames, that's when his condition started to worsen.
Alex Fafer says Trice died 2 days later from internal injuries sustained in that game. Some said it was simply an accident. Others said he was targeted for his race. The two universities did not play one another again for 66 years.
They had a large funeral on campus where 3,000 students and faculty all came out. And they also did some fundraising. They raised $2,000 to give to Cora May to pay Jack's student fees. She took out a mortgage on her house so he could go to college.
A plaque was placed in the college's gym to honor Trice, and his story was slowly lost until a campus newspaper article revived the story in the 1950s. Students wanted the football stadium named for Trice. The university eventually named it Jack Trice Field at Cyclone Stadium. But the goal of the stadium bearing his name was still to come.
The students are really the big kind of hero of the second half of this story. They really keep Jack's story going and going. They would put up billboards in the 80s saying, "Welcome to Jack Trice Stadium" on Lincoln Way. They'd fly a plane with a big banner, trying to keep that idea alive.
And the idea eventually came to fruition.
The stadium was named Jack Trice Stadium in 1997, so we've been able to enjoy that for quite a few years.
Today, the Cyclones play in a stadium that bears the name of Jack Trice, first African-American athlete at the university, a man whose life and legacy lives on at this campus. Traveling the countryside in Ames, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.